Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild an old-school rave pressure bass line in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, practical, and built to sit properly under DNB drums. The big idea here is simple. We are not just drawing random notes into a MIDI clip. We're building a bass line that has weight, attitude, and space. In drum and bass, especially if you want that jungle or old-school rave energy, the bass has to work with the drums, not fight them. So we're aiming for something simple, repetitive, and hypnotic, with enough grit to cut through the mix. First, get your drum context in place. Before you design the bass, load a basic DNB drum loop or program a simple pattern yourself. Think kick, snare, hats, and maybe a chopped break layer if you want that extra jungle character. The reason we start with drums is because bass line placement makes a lot more sense when you can hear the kick and snare already doing their thing. If you write the bass in isolation, it's really easy to make it too long, too busy, or just plain in the way. Now let's build the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We're going to make a clean sub bass first. Set oscillator to a sine wave, drop it down an octave or two, and keep the sound very open and simple. No fancy movement yet. No heavy processing. Just a pure low-end foundation. Write a short MIDI phrase using only a few notes. A great beginner move is to stick with the root note, the fifth, maybe an octave variation, and one passing note for tension. Keep the notes short and tight at first, somewhere around eighth notes or quarter note lengths depending on the groove. In DNB, a bass line often feels stronger when it is controlled and rhythmic, not long and smeared out. Also, keep the release short. You want the notes to stop cleanly so the low end doesn't blur together. If you're tempted to make everything longer because it sounds bigger on its own, remember that in a dense drum mix, shorter can actually hit harder. At this stage, the sub's job is weight, not drama. Next, duplicate that track or create a second MIDI track for the mid-bass layer. This is where the old-school rave pressure starts to show up. The sub gives us the foundation, and the mid-layer gives us attitude. Think of it like this. The sub is the floor, the mid-bass is the paint, and you need both. You can use Wavetable here, or even another operator patch with more harmonics. For a beginner-safe starting point, try a saw or square-based Wavetable, keep unison low, maybe just two voices max, and attune it very lightly. We don't want huge stereo spread or a super glossy sound. We want a bit of grime, a bit of bite, something that can poke through the drums without muddying the low end. Now add saturator on the mid layer. Give it a few dB of drive, switch on soft clip if needed, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder by default. This is the kind of distortion that helps the bass feel more alive and more present, without destroying the sub. In this style of DNB, a little grit goes a long way. Now comes the important part, the phrase. Open your MIDI clip and start shaping the bass so it answers the drums instead of crowding them. A strong old-school style phrase can be incredibly simple. You might use one or two bars, looped, with a small variation every now and then. Think about placing notes in the empty pockets of the drum groove. Let the snare breathe, let the kick punch. Place the bass in the spaces between them so the whole pattern bounces. A really useful beginner rule is this. If the snare hits on beats 2 and 4, don't automatically plant a bass note on top of those hits. Try landing just before the snare, just after it, or leaving that space open entirely. That tiny adjustment can make the groove feel way more professional. Now start editing note lengths and velocities. This is one of the easiest ways to make the bass line feel human and musical without adding any new notes. Shorten some notes so they hit harder. Let one note stretch a little longer if you want tension. Drop the velocity on one repeat note so it feels like a ghost hit, then push the next note a little harder, so it feels like it's leading somewhere. Small differences in note length and velocity can totally change the bounce. At this point, group the two bass layers into a bass group. That helps us shape them as one instrument instead of two separate sounds fighting each other. On the group, add EQ 8 to clean things up. If needed, gently remove a bit of low-end rumble below around 20 to 30 Hz, and if the bass feels boxy, cut a little around 200 to 350 Hz. If there's any harshness, tame a small area in the upper mids. Keep it subtle. We're cleaning, not redesigning. Then add a compressor for light glue. Just a little bit of gain reduction is enough. We are not trying to smash the bass flat. We just want the sub and mid layer to move together, especially when the note changes. That unity matters a lot in DNB, because the drums are fast and the bass has to stay controlled. Now test the bass against the drums. Loop it up and listen carefully. Does the kick still punch through? Does the snare still feel clean and open? If the kick disappears, your bass notes may be too long or they may be landing in the wrong place. If the snare feels crowded, move the bass away from the snare hit or remove one note entirely. Sometimes the best mix move is just writing a better rhythm. You can also add a light side chain on the bass group using the kick as the trigger. Keep it subtle. A fast attack and a fairly short release usually works well, but don't overdo it. The goal is just to let the kick breathe through the bass, not to create an over-the-top pumping effect unless that's actually the vibe you want. If you want more movement, automate the mid layer rather than the whole bass. That's a really important coach tip. Keep the sub stable and move the top. You can automate an auto filter cutoff on the mid layer or even the drive on saturator so the bass gets a little more intense as the drop develops. For example, start darker in the first few bars, then open the filter a bit more later on. That creates a pressure curve without messing with the solid low end. And now we bring it into a real arrangement. Put your phrase into an 8-bar drop and make small changes every 4 bars. Maybe bars 1 and 2 use the main phrase. Bars 3 and 4 remove one note. Bars 5 and 6 add a tiny fill or a passing note. Bars 7 and 8 strip things back a little so the next section can land harder. This is how you turn a loop into a track. Tiny variation matters. If you want an extra step, resample the bass to audio. This is optional, but it's a powerful D&B workflow. Once you bounce it down, you can chop the first hit for a sharper attack, reverse a tail for a transition, or duplicate one note and pitch it for a quick fill. Resampling lets you commit to the sound and then start treating it like a breakable, playable piece of audio. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the bass too busy. Simple often hits harder in this style. Second, don't let the sub and kick fight each other. Third, keep the low end mono and centered. Fourth, pay attention to note length, because that alone can make a bass line feel tight or muddy. And finally, don't forget arrangement variation. If every 8 bars feels exactly the same, the energy drops fast. Here's a good way to practice this on your own. Build 3 different 2-bar bass phrases over the same D&B drum loop. Make one minimal, one darker, and one with more rave pressure. Then solo each one with the drums and check which version still feels strong at low volume. That's a great test. If the bass only works when it's loud, the rhythm may not be strong enough yet. So to recap, build the bass around the drums, not the other way around. Use a clean sub and a gritty mid layer. Keep the phrase simple, rhythmic, and repetitive. Leave room for the snare, the kick, and the break edits. Use Ableton's stock tools like Operator, Wavetable, Saturator, EQ8, Auto Filter, and Compressor. And remember, the real magic is often in the tiny changes. Note length, velocity, filter movement, and arrangement variation. Alright, let's get that old school pressure moving.